Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Murray Pettit, the CEO of the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Pettit.
Thanks, Bruce. Nice to be here.
Swine Innovation Pork, the Prairie Swine Center, CDPQ, the Canadian Center for Swine Improvement, have launched a new pork research hub, a searchable bilingual platform that offers producers, researchers, veterinarians, and industry a one-stop access to resources related to swine sector research happening in Canada. First of all, what actually prompted the creation of the Pork Research Hub?
Well, these are partners we've worked with for a long, long time now, and in conversations we've realized that there's a lot of swine research that happens in Canada, sometimes getting it out to the people who could make use of it is a bit challenging. So what we wanted to do is create one central place where producers and other folks in the swine industry could go and look for research results to solve whatever issue they may be trying to address. And it's important that these results are available in both English and French. There's a lot of good research done in the English part of Canada, a lot of good research done in the French-speaking part of Canada, and sometimes language barriers can get in the way a bit of people being able to access and use that information. So we wanted to try and smooth that out. We also wanted to create a place where it could be a single collection of verified information all in one location. And the articles and videos on the site are very much extension focused, in order to allow the industry to access them readily, and we're trying to be kind of a one-stop shop for your swine research information.
What is the Prairie Swine Center? Where is it located? What does it consist of? And what is its mandate?
Prairie Swine Center is a swine research organization affiliated with the University of Saskatchewan, so we're located just outside of Saskatoon. Our mandate is to provide near-market research results that solve practical issues for producers and other members of the swine industry. And we basically focus on engineering, nutrition, and animal welfare and behavior. We also have a very strong knowledge transfer program, which is our extension arm of our organization. And it's this part of the organization that's been involved in the creation of this research hub.
You touched on this. In what types of research is the Prairie Swine Center involved? And what are the main goals of the work being done at the Prairie Swine Center?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we're involved in nutrition, engineering, and welfare and behavior research. And we're really focusing on industry needs and practical problems. And the way I like to describe it is we try and provide practical solutions to practical problems. So we're not focusing on the basic science as much as, you know, what can we do that can assist producers and other folks make changes in their organizations that will benefit them.
With whom does the Prairie Swine Center collaborate, and why is this collaboration so important?
Well, in this research hub project, we're collaborating with Swine Innovation Pork, CDPQ, the Canadian Center for Swine Improvement. And these are organizations that all are involved in producing swine research within Canada. But we also collaborate with a lot of other researchers at various universities, such as University of Saskatchewan, University of Manitoba, University of Alberta, University of Guelph, etc., as well as agriculture and agri-food science scientists. And really the goal of collaborating is to bring the right resources to bear on a particular question you're trying to ask. And so we work with our industry and academic partners to bring the skills and the techniques required to answer certain questions on any given project. And so it's very, very important for us to collaborate, because it allows us to address wider topics than we may just be able to on our own in-house.
What types of information and resources are accessible through the Pork Research Hub generally and specific to the Prairie Swine Center?
Well, the hub is fairly brand new, and so we're continuing to populate it with fact sheets, short articles, tools producers and others can use to calculate things, and various technical resources. There's also a section in there called Research in Action and includes both articles and videos. So, specific to the Swine Center, what we've done or are in the process of doing, rather, is that we're going through our research of the last decades and we're looking at, what's still the most relevant and useful information that we've generated. And we're starting to upload that to the research hub over time. So the hub is brand new. It will be populated over time with articles from all of the organizations involved.
Why is it considered so important to provide broad access to Canadian research in one central location?
Well, what we're really trying to do is improve access by producers and others in the swine industry to this factual research-based practical information that they can then utilize in their own systems. The hard part and the great expense, of course, is doing the research in the first place. But the where we really need to make sure we're putting our best efforts to is also getting it out to the people who can most use it. So we're trying to pull down one potential barrier in this, and that we're translating all articles on the hub into both official languages, so that whether the original article was in French or English, it'll be available in the other language, so everyone in Canada could access.
How will this new research hub benefit the Prairie Swine Center, its partners and collaborators, and those who typically apply the work conducted by the Prairie Swine Center?
Well, for Prairie Swine Center and our collaborators on this project, funding agencies are very much focused on outcomes and knowledge mobilization. So it's really about, okay, so you've shown that you can do the research, but how are you going to get it out to the folks that need to use it? So this is an important part of funding applications now, is the plan you have to get that information out there. For producers and others in the swine industry, they will have access to Canadian research results no matter where it's generated or what language it was originally published in. And these research hub articles are written in a practical, applicable way so that industry can quickly go through and determine what information is useful to them and then begin to apply it.
How can anyone interested in the work of the Prairie Swine Center get more information or access the Pork Research Hub?
Well, Prairie Swine Center's website is prairieswine.com, and you'll find information about our research programs and the staff, as well as our publications, our Prairie Swine Center specific publications under our publications tab. The Pork Research Hub is located at porkresearchhub.ca, and folks can go there and have a look around, and it has a searchable database in there so that they can search on keywords and find what they may be after. And again, I would just add, this is a brand new project, and we have articles and videos on the website. It will take us some time to go through our back catalog as well as our partners' back catalogs in order to add and update more information over time. And there are also plans that once we kind of get this thing up and running and working well, that we'll be inviting other folks from the swine research community in Canada, to participate and provide their results and their information for uploading to the research hub. So over time, our intent is to grow this into a very strong and wide-ranging single source for swine research in Canada.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I just add that, for folks who've checked out the hub or are about to check out the hub after hearing this, Don't forget to keep coming back repeatedly over time, and as you see the new updates be posted to the hub.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Murray Pettit, the CEO of the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.